Our colleagues at Slate often run week-long diaries from people with intriguing stories to tell. This week, the diarist is a writer who is dealing with the recent deployment of her husband to Iraq, as well as her own interesting secret.
My name is Lily Barana, and I'm an Army officer's wife based at the United States Military Academy at West Point. I met my husband a couple years ago, and plenty of us have never had any in-depth interaction with people who are in any of the armed forces. So I have to say that as a punk rock girl turned journalist, I had a fair amount of stereotypes that he might be some knuckle-dragging yob, that he might actually only speak in acronyms and rapid-fire orders. And so when I met this person who was not only quite articulate and gentle, but a liberal, I almost burst into flame, actually. That stereotype exploded dramatically. And it's been a continuing education for me, actually, because even when we were together, we didn't live on post. And then when we moved to West Point together, it gave me an opportunity to be fully immersed in military culture as a living community. Regarding matters of sexual preference, the Army has what is widely known as the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and I sort of have my own version of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is that a while ago, not too long ago, but what feels like my very distant past, I worked as an exotic dancer. It's been an interesting experience for me because living in the counterculture for so long, it's something that, you know, is not only not kept hidden, it's something of a badge of pride, if you will. And to go into a much more socially conservative, family-oriented environment, as the Army certainly is, it's something that I can't completely submarine, having written a book on the subject, but I don't make it a talking point either. So it's been a very interesting exercise in discretion. The first time I saw the cadet formation, it brought to mind what they have in a gentleman's club called full dress introduction, where all the dancers put on their evening gown and their best high heels and tease their hair to stratospheric heights and parade across the stage one by one, and they're introduced. Like, here, from Pompano Beach, Florida, is Miss Tropicana, 1987. Let's have a big hand for Tiffany Michelle. That was really the only level of formal ritual, pomp, and circumstance I had in my life up until I came to the military academy. So to witness these beautifully turned out and uniformed men and young men and women parading by. It was interesting. There was sort of a cultural dissonance of going from one form of sort of underground Vegas-style formality to 200-year-old ritual. And I think they're equally beautiful in their own way, but it's become abundantly clear that the ritualized West Point ceremony is much more a part of my way of life than the strip club full dress introduction will ever be again. Coping with deployment creates this crazy salad of emotions. You actually stow your anxiety in a very, very deep emotional reserve. The most difficult thing for me was how attached I became to my sense of competence. I think the low point really came when I understood how profoundly somebody who is in the military, who considers himself a planner by nature and profession, was unable to cope with the times that I would slip. He spent King's ransom on a cell phone from which he would call me periodically, and I could always hear the generators humming in the background because that's how they powered their camp in the middle of all that sand in the desert. And I started to cry for some stupid reason, like I couldn't get the smoke detector to stop beeping, so I attacked it with a hammer and a fork. And when he heard me upset, he started to cry himself because he was physically unable to fix it for me. And that was really the first and only time I cried. Until I came home. But those tears had a different context and a much different reception.
Lily Barana is the author of Strip City, A Stripper's Farewell Journey Across America, and you can find her diary at slate.com.